Greetings, my friends. It is my joy to welcome you to this time of worship tonight, when together we will hear the story of Jesus' birth told through the scriptures and interpreted through music. This is a long-standing tradition at West End United Methodist Church. We call it candlelighting, and it's a service we look forward to every year. Whether this is your first time to participate in candlelighting or your 50th time, we are so glad to be together with the Spirit of Christ who unites us in this time of worship. Of course, we are saddened that we can't gather in the sanctuary together and light our candles at the end of the service, but the Spirit of God is with us, and I believe you will experience tonight a service of beauty, that the story will reach you and touch you in a new way. I want to share with you, as we invite you to participate as fully as you are able in this service, some ways that you can do just that. First of all, I hope that you have a candle close by. When we come to the end of the service, as we finish singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, all of the lights in the sanctuary will go out, and we'll begin lighting our candles here in the sanctuary. And that's the moment when we invite you to light your candle as well. And then, as we end the service, we'll be singing Silent Night together as we hold our candles. Throughout tonight's service, we invite you to follow along in your program. There are many places throughout the service where you will be invited to sing some of our favorite carols of the season. So those lyrics will be right there for you, and we hope you will sing with full voice and full heart together with us here in the sanctuary. Throughout this service, you'll be seeing videos of our choirs, from children to adults, singing together. And I want to let you know that the videos of the adult choir were made here in the sanctuary right before we closed down in-person worship. And so they had gathered together for a rehearsal and went ahead and recorded their singing together, and it is stunningly beautiful. And I hope that you feel the holiness of Christ's birth through the music that you will hear through our adults and youth and children tonight. May all of us enjoy this beautiful and holy night with expectation and hope.
Once in royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed where a mother laid her baby in a Mary, loving mother mild,
Let us pray. Merciful God, you sent your messengers, the prophets, to preach repentance and prepare the way for our salvation. Give us grace to heed their warnings and forsake our sins, that we may celebrate aright the commemoration of the Nativity and may await with joy the coming in glory of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. And as he taught his disciples, so now we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear now this reading from the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Hear now this reading from the Gospel according to Luke. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And from the second chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you.
Then an angel of the Lord stood before the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. Hear now this reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had heard the king, they set out, And there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. A reading from the Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known."